Want to get into Coach's Corner?
Let's do it.
So there was a clip. I don't know that it went viral on Twitter. I mean, it made its way onto my Twitter, but it is a clip of Dave Ramsey making the statement that it's not hard to beat the S&P 500. I guess Dave has some sort of like quasi podcast radio call-in show where people call in with their situation and look for advice. And we've obviously made our feelings on the Dave Ramseys, the Susie Ormonds of the world, very clear. But we wanted to maybe tackle that statement in particular and why it's just irresponsible.
So what are I should have done this research prior to today. What are Dave Ramsey's qualifications? What does he like? What does he do?
He doesn't have any qualifications at all from a, like a professional standpoint. Yeah. He's literally just a guy who's written some books, launched a radio show, and talks to the American public via those platforms and tells them what to do with their money.
I mean,
in a general sense, not specific.
He dispenses financial advice.
So people will call into a show and give a 15-second summary of their situation. I have X amount in student loan debt. I want to buy a house. I make this much, and I have this much credit card debt. And he tells them what to do.
And that's allowed.
What? Yeah. And okay. Is also extremely critical of people's situations.
Yeah, and so... Yes, he, in his defense, he consistently tells people to don't ever get yourself in credit card debt. Don't spend more than you make. Those kinds of basic things that.
So he like basically tells people to like breathe air and drink water.
Yeah. Yeah. Captain Obvious for sure. But he also on the other side of things, way overstates the impact of what you will have if you invest over time, because he uses expectations of probably like 12%+ returns. He advises anyone and everyone, no matter their age or situation, to have everything in stocks. And he's really a douchebag about how he treats people and talks to people and ridicules them for the situations that they've gotten themselves in, which is probably the most off-putting thing about the guy, in my opinion.
I completely agree.
Okay. I've seen a little bit of him, and that's what I've taken away.
So there are people who subscribe to his philosophies, and as Mike said, a lot of it is like anti-debt. And most of the time in a good way, like paying down credit card debt, attacking high interest debt or whatever. But there's, you know, let's accelerate our mortgage payments, even though we have a 2.5% mortgage. Like, there's not a lot of, I'll say he's very black and white, I guess. Gotcha. Is maybe a good way to put it.
So in this clip, he basically tells his co-host that he's averaging most years and averages, most years he gets 13% per year on his investments and averages about 12 to 13% per year because it's not hard to beat the S&P 500, because the S&P 500 is just an average of the market.
Which it's not, but that's what he said it
was.
That's
what he said. That was the clip that he said, yes.
So, yeah, explain. I was a little scratching my head when he said the S&P is an average of the market. What did he mean by that?
We don't know.
Okay. Okay. So, he's wrong. I highly doubt he's averaging 12 or 13%, unless his average is over like maybe a 1 or 2 year period. And he's also wrong because it is not easy to beat the S&P 500. I mean, I think Vanguard did the research and found that like 80% of professional money managers don't beat the market consistently over time. Isn't that true?
Yes. And the more time goes by, the worse it is.
The worse the records are.
The less people.
So how can he make that statement? Like, that information's there.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he does it. So I pulled up another clip just out of curiosity because I don't he's not on my – he doesn't come across my feed.
Good for you.
And in one of them, he was railing against people who have expensive car payments. They've bought cars that are out of their range, what they should be driving, let's say. He was yelling about people that have $1,000 monthly car payments and sell that car, get rid of it, invest that into stocks – And in 20 years, you'll have over $1 million. That's simple. Like that's how he's talking in this radio show or whatever. And then when you, if you actually look at what he's claiming, it would require returns that are outrageous for that to turn into $1 million or more dollars in 20 years, because you're investing 240,000, I guess that's what it is.
Right.
And then the market returns would compound that into not $1 million. It's way less than that. It's still decent.
Sure.
It's still directionally the right advice. Like don't blow your money on a ridiculous car payment when you could be investing it. That is correct. But to make the claim that you're going to be a, you know, millionaire or a multimillionaire if you just do this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So
what we're trying to like
prove,
establish or, in this coach's corner is what?
Is that beating the market, one, is not easy, shouldn't be considered easy. And that candidly, like the goal or attempt to do so is probably unnecessary for most people. If most people build a financial plan that's reflective of their means, their income, their lifestyle, and their goals, getting market returns, getting what the market will give you is probably enough.
It's most definitely enough.
Again, I mean, there's exceptions where people need to bet it all to get it all back. But like, yes.
That's not a plan. That's right. Not a strategy. Mm-hmm. Like if you live within your means, build a solid financial plan, and just get market returns, that's the best you can do without just getting flat out lucky.
Yeah.
So the fact that this guy makes this statement, it's what's wrong with this industry, because people listen to him and they're like, oh, well, if it's easy, how come my people aren't doing it? How come I'm not doing it? Let me hire him. Let me hire that person that says they can beat the market consistently.
Yeah. And just another thing that's so irritating about him and his style and his whole MO is that the way that he talks to people, he's this guy from, I don't know, Kentucky or somewhere. And he's just, you know, good old boy who just is talking about how simple and easy it is. And this is what I did. And this is how I'm a multimillionaire. This is why I read menus from left to right, not up and down the price list. It's one of his little, which is so cringy, right? But if you peel back the onion and you look at him and his enterprise that he's built, which is to make money, the guy apparently makes 30 or 40 million a year from this platform. He's currently in the middle of being sued for 150 million by some, a group of listeners, I'll say, who got completely hosed by one of his sponsors, which was one of these timeshare exit companies. And if you know anything about exiting a timeshare, it's impossible. And companies that try to sell you, hire us and we'll get you out of it, they're scams and they're frauds and they're stealing your money. And these are the kind of people that pay him to be on his program as a sponsor, because guess who the audience is? It's millions of people who are buying the shit that he's selling.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's pretty miserable.
Either. I did a little research.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. I just think, just get the market and stay within your means. Do the right thing. That's the best you can do. And unfortunately, you start engaging with these people like this. And it's just, I think it leads to poor expectations and poor results.
And when we say getting the market, that's acknowledging that there's going to be shitty years in the market.
Yeah.
Right? We're not saying get the market and avoid 2022. Like, the suggestion is not that you can time the experience, or it's that you have to, again, build a plan with contingencies. So if bad markets happen, you have plan B or plan C or something. But like, when we say get the market, it's we're being very specific in that, like, that includes the down years. It includes the investments that are down. It includes the asset classes that are down for maybe periods of time that make you uncomfortable.
But can't get the market without getting 2022.
Right.
You can't, because if you try to, you're going to miss part of the upswing.
Yeah.
You have to just stay in it. There is no ins and outs, because ins and outs typically leads to underperformance.
You got it.
Unless, of course,
you're Dave Ramsey.
You're Dave
Ramsey.